Okay, so we're gonna move on to the next subject. Okay, so the next one is we're gonna talk about is Trump helping ASAP Rocky out of jail.
Oh my goodness.
I know it's a political move.
Okay.
I know it's
Now look
like
at that.
I
Hold on
know Kanye West
now.
and Trump, they're just doing this just to put out there that Trump is not a racist person, that he does like black people. And then also they're also doing this to make it look like this friendship between Trump and Kanye is so genuine and real.
I wasn't even looking at it that way. I was just honestly, but I was just gonna basically say, like, people are using what ASAP has said prior to this happening to him, that he didn't really care about, you know, over there, for the simple fact he ain't there. Now I get that. My thing is, I know everybody, a lot of people have honestly felt like they didn't care about something because they weren't in that situation or they weren't there. So for them to use that against him because of what he's going through now, I feel like that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is very crazy to me. Very crazy. And it's like, Trump, get this man out, but at the same time, get them damn kids out. So, but my thing is, like, it's so, Kanye can't do, he can do so much. They like, oh, well, Kanye need to tell him. Even if Kanye did
exactly.
tell that man that, what made
yeah.
you think that he's going to do it? He's not. You have to go to certain people and what to bring up. If they feel like he can help ASAP, okay, they're going to say something. They can't tell that man to sit there and tell get them kids out of their damn cages. That's not going to happen. He going to do what he feel like is right for his country, period.
Mm-hmm.
He was just doing a friend a favor
right.
talking to them about ASAP.
Yeah, that whole immigration thing, that's for another
episode.
So
people just stupid.
It is, because we need to get on that. That needs to be talked about.
It is.
You got kids locked up in concentration camps, dying of thirst and food, like not getting fed. It's crazy. These are kids. We're not talking about adults. It shouldn't happen to nobody, but it definitely shouldn't happen to kids. And you call yourself a president.
Exactly. And he's the one that enforcing it. Like, no, like, I really feel like we need to talk about this now because, it's crazy to me. Like, you the one out here pushing, like, making ICE come and get these people. You don't want no foreigners in the U.S. You don't want none of that.
He's a foreigner himself.
Hello.
Like, you think you belong here? You forgot who actually owned this land that y'all took? Because your history is known for taking things and not inventing it, but taking it. When other
exactly.
people work really hard to make it, you just come and take it.
Exactly.
Like, it's just, to me, it really bothers me to see that. If you was only sending back criminals, I get that. I understand that. But we're talking about innocent their countries because something's happening to them. Kids that are dying because you took them away from them. From
exactly.
their parents. Like, there is certain things that you can do and certain things that are just inhumane, and that is very inhumane and evil as a president. I don't care how anyone views it. To me, I can never look at this man and be like, I support anything he does, or if he does change a new leaf, I'm always going to side-eye that, because at the end of the day, you showed us exactly what you're about when you became president. You showed us exactly what you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about make America great again, like, what did you mean by that? Because last time I checked, America never really was great. So I'm like,
hello.
Like, yeah, so what do you mean by great? The history of enslaving and killing people. So now if you tell me what are you trying to say when you say make America great again? And which part of history are you talking about?
And the fact that he sat there and played all of these Republicans with their dumb self. He basically told these niggas years ago that he could get on there and say anything stupid and they will follow him. And that's exactly what they did. They got
right.
this man in the chair, and now some of them, they freaking second guessing why they even voted for him. No, you should have thought about that before you decided to vote for him. And now he out here taking these kids from their parents, and they don't even see their parents for God knows how many years. And then when they do link back up, it's like, why would you
yes.
feel like you even had to do that? But then you around here, oh, I'm about to call such a seat, whether we can get ASAP back. No, nigga, like, do what you actually supposed to do and stop taking these kids from their parents. Stop slapping these people in these concentration camps and stuff. who are you, Adolf Hitler? Like, come on. Like, you really, he bugging for real. Like,
Trump. He really is. You know what? I'm tired of the U.S. always trying to get involved in somebody else's situation. I get trying to help people, but you got way too much issues here you need to fix before you try to go into any other country and work on anybody else. You got to fix your problems first. Mm-hmm. It always starts at home. It's like you got to work on your issues first and fix them, because you have way too many people getting killed for talking out or speaking out about police officers and what they're doing. You got too much going on here. Mm-hmm. Y'all love to label every other country a terroristic country, this and that, but then look at what's going on here. If someone exactly. talks about the police, they get killed.
Right.
Then you got police officers openly going around killing black people and then not facing any kind of punishment for what they're
exactly.
doing.
Exactly.
And then on top of that, you got officers that have... I thought when you have a body cam on, it's supposed to be on at all times. I did not know you could turn it off.
No, they're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to turn it... So these officers need to be fired or penalized every time it's off, because there should never be a situation, especially with what's going on with the police... police departments and sheriff departments, what's going on in the community and how people are being targeted and killed, their cam should never be off at all. It should always be on at all times. If it's off, they need to be fired.
Mm-hmm. And the camera in the car is supposed to be on too. But exactly. Every time something is about to happen, these cameras magically just malfunction. And I don't know if y'all saw my tweet. And I don't know how old the video is. I don't know if it was recent, because sometimes they repost stuff and try to make it recent and it be not happened before. But this cop, I think it was in Atlanta, I'm not sure, but this cop pulled this car over. They were on the interstate and they had the camera on in the police car, and you could hear them talking. And basically he was telling them to get out the car, put something down or whatever the case was. And she wanted to call somebody because he told them that if they didn't move, their car would have got towed. So he was telling her to call whoever she was going to call, but she didn't want to put her hands down because she said, I've been seeing on the news that these police officers is going around killing people. And he was like, your phone is in your lap. You can go ahead and pick it up and call whoever, blah, blah, blah. And then he made the comment and was like, when you look at the news, you see that the police officers are killing the black people. They're killing black people because that's what the cops do. We don't kill the white people. We kill the black people. And then he was like, right? No, you cannot try to formulate a question for that, because really you was being sarcastic and you knew that you meant that with all your chest. And right. Whoever his lead person was, they fired him or whatever for making that comment. But that still doesn't change the fact that these officers out here think that it's okay. And Trump allowed these officers to even think that it was okay for the stuff that they was doing. Even with these body cams coming around before Trump or whatever the case was, they still felt like it was okay in their power to use a weapon to kill a black person when they so-called feel threatened. You don't feel threatened. You just want to use it because you have it on your holster.
Right. True.
It's ridiculous.
It is. Like, there needs to be repercussions for when these officers are doing these things. That's the point. The reason why they're doing it and openly doing it, because nobody's holding them accountable for it. If they was being held accountable for the things they're doing, you would see them be much more precautious before they do anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just, when Trump became president, it just showed us exactly who these people really are and what they always stood for but hid behind because they're afraid to come out and show who they really are.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to go to the Dumbass of the Decade Award. We're going to talk about that. So originally, I was going to award that YouTuber. Y'all remember that YouTube video we were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what the plan was. But I want to make this statement really quick. If I say this and y'all don't hear from me, or you don't get a text, or you text and don't get a reply, just know that the Grammys did it. I just want that to be on the record real quick. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and hand that award not just to Ken Ehrlich, whatever it is, but the Grammys too. And the reason why I'm going to hand that award to them, I felt like for years, we have seen this for years. So many artists deserve Grammys. They should never, if they're not going to fairly choose people based on talent to win these awards, then they should not have the right at all to tell the culture or the Black community of hip-hop who is a better hip-hop artist. They should not have that right.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to judge it fairly and make sure every artist is fairly put up there and they're at least chosen because they have talent, then you should not have that right. And that's the problem, is white people coming in to hip-hop and then dictating and telling people who is more of a talented rapper, who's not, who deserves to be recognized, who doesn't deserve to be recognized. And that's the issue. I've always had an issue with them because I do not like that. Like, the Grammys has always been this kind of dictatorship when it comes to the recognition of artists. They want to tell you, okay, which artist deserves all, you know, the achievement or the awards, and which artists really, you know, haven't put in the work, and they shouldn't have that right, and that's why I'm going to give them that award.
Yeah, I think that's, they deserve it. But just to piggyback off what you said, like, that time when M was talking to Sway on that interview, and he was speaking on the Grammys, and he mentioned how, you know, it's, the panel is full of people, basically, who don't even know anything really about music. And, you know, they have really that panel up there, and it's just like, they pick what's popular. And like M said, if they had people on the panel that was actually in hip-hop and who respected the art and everything else, half of these people who got a Grammy wouldn't even got them. And I feel like a lot of these
They need to have like a subdivision.
Yeah.
Of that panel. Have like some for hip-hop, some for country music, some for R&B, like, you know, like that. So that way it's enough different voices that actually knows about the culture of these different genres, and it could actually represent it fairly. That's what needs to be done. But I don't think that's ever going to happen, to be honest, because popularity is always being the main focus in anything. It's always been popularity, who's more popular. And judging by the people who won the Grammys in the last show they did, I mean, that just shows you. It's whoever's popping. That's whoever's going to win it. So it becomes predictable. We already know.
Yep. Definitely. I think these artists just need somebody who's going to critique them, like, really hard, because this is the genre that you chose to be a part of. So it comes with it. You just got to either grow tough skin or just get out. Plain and simple.
Or go on live and start crying.
Yeah. And we don't even want to see that. I know, I don't.
We already know. But, yeah. So we're going to move on to your segment, Nigga You Thought.
Ooh, because I've been ready. Let me pull up this nigga at me. I'm about to pull it up.
Oh, okay. I know what you're about to go in on.
Huh?
No, I know exactly what you're going to go for, but go ahead.
Freak, yeah. I got two of them.
Two?
Two. They about to get it.
Oh, okay.
So this nigga right here, this dude, his little display name was Brando at Actual BXTCH. This nigga. Okay, first of all, the original tweet, y'all know how they do like those unpopular opinion thingies or whatever. And it was a picture of Cardi. So somebody quoted and was like, if you don't write your raps, you are not a rapper. What's not clicking? This nigga gonna quote it and say, if you rap, then you a rapper. Rapping don't equate to writing or not, LOL. Sir, you sound like a whole fool. Like, think that you could be a rapper and not write. If you're a part of hip-hop, you need to know how to write. Just because you know how to use your voice to cite lyrics does not mean that you're a rapper, especially if you didn't wrote them. Then this right. nigga got the nerve to tell me, unlike me, he has grown up in the industry.
Oh my God.
Well, nigga, I cannot tell.
I hate he when they say that.
When he said that, I was like, oh no.
They like, always say that. Every time I get in an argument with someone on hip hop, they're like, oh, I have all this top secret information that's going on in the business and whatever. I know what's going on behind the exactly. scenes. You don't. I hate when they do that because we both know you don't. We know right. you lie. You know you lying. I know you lying.
And if you grew up in the industry and you sold for producing and all this other stuff, why aren't you out here promoting stuff? But then, right after him telling me he grew up in the industry, this nigga made a tweet about being mad because somebody must be told them that they wanted to use his beats, but basically they played him. So now, you a part of the industry, you doing all of this, trying to flex on a nigga, but now you looking stupid because somebody done played you. So nigga, you thought.
when you do clownery.
Other person. See if I can find them real quick. Because they tried it too. Like I said, I'm going to talk about this later. With Kim, they try to make it seem like she was the blueprint, right? Mm-hmm. And like I said, she was the blueprint for, you know, being outspoken with the raunchiness and all that other stuff. But, and I wasn't going to say nothing. But what made me say something about this tweet was because they try to make it seem like Nicki only referred to the Griselda Blanco line in the Suge remix because basically they try to make it seem like she stole speaking on because Kim changed her name to Kimmy Blanco and all this other stuff. First of all, Kim was not the only rapper who was talking about Griselda Blanco or El Chapo. Let's just be clear on that. She was not the only rapper that ever talked about that. And she called herself the whole Kimmy Blanco. Biggie called himself Frank White. Okay. Google him. You will understand. Niggas rebrand and they try to push this image. They both insinuated that, hey, I moved weight before. Let's not get crazy. Kim didn't create nothing. So, nigga, you thought.
They always, you know what, every time, we already know how it goes when it comes to Nicki and Kim. Every time one name get brought up, the other one get brought up. They always find something to compare. It's just getting old. At this point, we need Kim to be Kim in her own little square, and we need Nicki to be Nicki in her own place and just leave it at that. We just need it to be where they can shine on their own. Nicki can. But y'all not letting Kim shine on her own because y'all keep trying to always tie her to somebody. Like, exactly. Cut them strings and let her go. Let her go her own way.
Exactly.
But yeah, like, Twitter, you get a lot of crazy people on there that don't know what they're talking about. Then the moment you tell them the truth, they get mad.
Yeah, definitely. And just to go back to the other dude, this nigga brought up battle rapping. Talking about, well, since you know so much about something he said, or since you know something, he was like, explain battle rapping to me. First of all, when niggas battle rap, these niggas practice these lines because they have to execute it a certain way to keep the crowd in tune.
Right.
So you can't sit here. He was like, he tried to make it seem like when people battle rap, they don't write. No, yes, nigga, they do. Trust me, I know they do. Because they have to put these lyrics down so they can match the right punchline or whatever entendre they're trying to use to make it sound real clever. They want people to feed into it, so they got to practice it. This is something right. that they think about before.
And give so, off a delivery. So
exactly.
Yeah, like, it's clear he does not watch battle rap or anything of the sort. He does not.
Right. And see, because
if you do, you would know.
Right. I don't even watch battle rap as much. Like, I've watched it before, and I used to watch it like in high school and different things. I watch it a couple of times here and out, but that ain't something that I watch on a daily. But I got enough common sense to know that these people practice this before they actually go in there, because they ain't just gonna spit off the dome. Why would you go into a battle rap trying to spit off the dome? Nigga, you about to get eight.
Right.
They about to rip you to shreds. Like, no, they practiced this beforehand. And like I told him, I said, I answered your question. I explained, since you wanted an answer. So I asked him, I said, so did Jay write all his lyrics? I had to ask this nigga that four times before he actually gave an answer. And this nigga gonna come out his mouth and say, half of the rappers that you named, because I named J. Cole, Kendrick, Big Sean, some other people. And he was like, all of them rappers you named got their name credited on at least one album of theirs. Nigga, what?
Wait, hold up. Okay, so he said what?
He basically said that all of the rappers that I named only got their name credited on one album in their whole catalog. But other than that, somebody wrote for them. At that point, well, I ended the whole conversation.
Yeah, you did the right thing. Ended there. Because he's stupid. Like, I know stupid people, but he's like, he's extra stupid. He's stupid with stupid sauce. Like, he's dumb stupid.
Right. I was like, and you say you part of the industry? Somebody came in and was like, you need to work on your producer. Like, yeah, stick to that.
Yeah, because that's the problem when people think they know too much. And they try to build this whole story and bring you into it and tell you everything. Oh, I used to work for this person, that person. And they don't know nobody. Like, I've noticed that that's a trend. Like, they swear they know everyone. They know everyone. They know Tyler Perry's grandma. They know everybody. And right. Then when you really talk to them, you're like, okay. And then they end up slipping up. Oh, they didn't know that person. They always like, there's always something where they try to tell you things that they think happen in the industry, mm-hmm. and they don't really know because they never experienced it or never really known anyone that experienced it. But they just assume, and then they take that assumption and make it a fact when it's not.
Exactly.
Is Erica still here? Wow, you're being
really quiet. I'm here.
Okay, so we're going to move on to the next segment?
Yep.
Okay, so Erica, you already know it's yours.
Uh-oh.
Well.
Started with laughing.
Don't do that. No. I was just on Twitter, like, earlier today, and I seen, you know, well, first and foremost, Nicki dropped her, you know, Shook remix, and I fucks with it. You know, it's a hard beat to actually rap on, and the baby wasn't really talking about nothing either. Exactly. Just, you know, regular shit, and I feel like she executed the way that she should have, you know. I did at first feel like it was a little short, but if you actually, you know, listen to what she's saying and, you know, go through the bars, like, she was spitting. She was really spitting, and she posted it on her Instagram and everything. She had one of her fans said, you know, drop it on all platforms, please. And she responded back to them like, that's up to the baby. For now, it's on AudioMac. So one of Cardi's fans was like, screenshotted it and said, when you have to beg people to be on their song. That's a little bit. Hold on. I responded. It was like, y'all are dumb. Like,
right.
Do you even know what a freestyle is? Authorization is needed for that. So I'm like, she's not making any money off any song she does that's considered a freestyle. Just a bunch of whack bitches. Y'all fuck a stuff. You really thought. Like, no. Like, freestyle, her fave doesn't do anything of that nature. She gets put on songs, you know, after they're already put out. It's a few songs that Cardi has done that on. Mm-hmm. And it just irritates my soul. Mm-hmm. Her fans,
they do the most.
They talk beat Yeah, and it'd be like, come on, y'all. Let's not do that. Your faves couldn't even do that at all. Kim or Cardi can do that. So it's like, oh, well, she always hop on the hottest beats. You want to know why she hops on certain beats? Because certain beats that she hops on are very hard. It's only for that particular artist. That particular artist has to stay within that because that's just what they can do. They can't do nothing else. So if you notice, even with DaBaby, a lot of his songs and a lot of his beats are basically like more up-tempo beats like that. Like, because he can't really, you know, flow on nothing else. Just like with, look, what's his name, Lil Baby? With him. His stuff is the same way. He has to have certain beats. So only that particular artist can be on songs of that nature. And the fact that she can flow on these songs and on these artists' shit. Come on. Y'all thought y'all had some shit on. But, it's every day. It's a battle. Every day is a battle. But you know what? I'm here. And I'm quick to give out these motherfucking what? To these motherfuckers. And that's that. And it's that. But that's all I have to say. Because it's some more stuff that be going on throughout the week. But this person just really got me. I was just like,
right.
I ain't even stopping anymore. When it comes
to this is how it is.
Yeah, because they pull it every day. Every day is something. Mm-hmm. Every day. Every single day. And they've already been saying some stuff about the song itself. Like, oh, no, she ain't do
right.
nothing.
She
what
did
you
a
mean
lot.
She ain't do nothing?
She said
yes,
a lot
she did.
In that song.
She really did. But
yeah,
you know what? They
wanted
to be like a Down in the DM remix where she went with two verses. I felt mm-hmm. like it was short, but you know what? Like you said, when you listen to it over and over again, you get to really hear the bars she spit that just, you know,
exactly.
went past you at first. I just feel like...
And it's what more
right.
can she say? He ain't talking about nothing. He listen to what he's talking about. He's not talking about nothing. So the first verse that actually came on, she actually just flipped it. It was talking about the same thing, which was him selling drugs. So it's kind of like...
And nobody,
what else
nobody
do y'all
paid
want
attention
off
to
this
that.
Song?
Like they didn't realize that she basically flipped what he said. And when, if you finish listening to the song, he basically mm-hmm. reversed what he said, just added more.
Right.
Nobody.
I just don't get how people are not used
yeah.
to it now. Nikki's always
yeah.
been matching energy of whoever she's rapping
mm-hmm.
with. She will match the energy. She would either give you the same level of what
yep.
they gave you, or she will over exceed if she feels like it. If it's the right beat and the person she's on set enough to give her, to make her give a reaction,
yep.
she will. But mm-hmm. I don't understand why it surprises people when she takes what they say and make it her own and do her own thing, but still stay on the same subject. She's always done that.
Exactly.
Like Plain Jane remix, that's a perfect example.
And he even liked it. He reposted it on his page. He reposted mm-hmm. it on his Insta Snap, so he liked it. So like, my thing is like, if the main artist themselves
yeah,
like what he
matters.
Did, she won. She won, and they really are mad that this woman still come out with stuff. I believe
right.
she needs to just go ahead
she
and
should.
Do a little mixtape, you know, beforehand to get the streets
mm-hmm.
back on and come out with her album. Because it's like anytime she puts out any song, regardless of
yep.
what it is, they're gonna listen.
She should. She should
they're
do like a
listen.
Small, little mixtape
and
put it out there. Just like
to,
just generate enough buzz because
yep.
people when they hear her music, they're gonna listen to all of it. They're gonna know what she's saying. They're gonna decipher everything. Even the haters, they're gonna
mm-hmm.
do that. They're gonna listen to everything she's saying, decipher it.
Yeah.
They're gonna always
yeah.
find some story or something wrong with it. But deep down, they know when it comes to music, when it comes to Nikki, she always raps about real stuff, and when she raps, she knows how to structure her bars and do what she do.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna respect it, no matter how much they twist it, no matter what they say. They're gonna respect
mm-hmm.
it.
Yep.
And I'm just ready for it because it's
yeah.
It's,
yeah
she, I feel like she's happy.
So.
She's in a better place. And it's like, girl, let's go back to doing what you was doing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it was a little rough for her last year for the simple fact it was so many people against her. It's like her team, you know, wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing, helping her. So I feel like a big weight is lifted off of her shoulders with her having the right people that she needs around her. And they always talking about her, you know, her husband or whatever. Yeah. Or he did this, he did that. Yeah, try his ass.
She's to prosecute her whole team.
How much you want to bet y'all to get your ass?
Bring them to court, because I'm like, what did they do for you? But sit there and let you get attacked by everybody known to man. Yeah. Like, everyone that could possibly live on this earth attacked you, and they did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, they need to be fired from that position. Like, never apply to help any other artist. Just find something else to do, because whatever else you do, you probably get at.
They help him.
And they don't have to do much. He's already done most of the work himself.
Help him now,
or
but...
whatever label he was he's with. So there's not much need to be done.
But that was too. She was the same way. Nikki was the same way. She already knew what she was already doing what she was doing when she got with them. But from that point, they kind of just was like standing behind her, you know what I'm saying? Versus them actually managing her and yo, don't do this. Yo, do this, do that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. So it's like, I'm just ready for her to just put out this little mixtape. Even with her doing this little mixtape, I feel like she should do, you know, maybe add some of the, you know, the underground female rappers that you have that, you know, listen
also,
to them.
You know, to help her like image, too, because she's always been accused of not helping. Even though she's helped other female artists, she has. But she's always been accused of not helping them. So that right there. Like, there's no way, no matter how much they try, if she was to put them on a mixtape coming out before she brings out her album, there's no way they can discredit that. No matter what they say, they can't do it.
Listen.
Yeah.
I need that.
And hopefully she puts her on there. Because that's one of the female rappers who she really supports. She really supports her. She knows that woman writes and everything. Like, she really supports her.
Young and Me
dropped something today,
too.
And she supports her back.
I got to check it out. I was listening to it, but I forgot to go back to it. Huh?
The other day.
Unless that, it might have been.
You know, she dropped something like a few days ago.
It was called Big. Yeah, I'm just seeing it today. That's
that was a few days ago.
I'd be late as hell too. Like, if my father's following
her, but she definitely is. My thing is with her is that they big up a lot of these female rappers as far as talking about them, but none of them support them. That's the thing. So it's like, you say this person is better than this person, but why aren't y'all streaming this person's stuff? Why aren't y'all make these people, the GP make these people mainstream? Because you're supporting them. If you're not supporting them, they're not going to go as far. So it's really up to the general public, you know what I'm saying, who they make big and who they don't. So it's like, you feel like NMA can rap better than Nikki, why aren't y'all pressing her to boost her up? Y'all aren't doing that. I don't see her going on interviews anymore. I don't see her doing none of that. She came out with Ooh, and I felt like she should have got a number one off that. But she shouldn't have. Everybody was, you know, was rapping to it.
They're just not ready for an image. That's what it is. They're not ready for that. Who?
Yeah.
But
she
Brad has that same image.
She did, but you know what?
There's like,
I don't know what to say about that.
They don't want to see that. They don't want, if, I promise you.
But even then, Debrat has never had the level of success her counterparts did.
Yeah, because she didn't push the sex appeal that they wanted her to push.
She tried. Her image was crap. I didn't like her image. Mm-hmm. I didn't like her image. Her image was she wore baggy clothes, but she still wore makeup. Mm-hmm. She still wore makeup, had her hair, you know, in pigtails with her little bows on the end of it. You know, it was like, you're a woman dressed in men's clothes.
Even when,
like,
they noticed
what are you
that
trying
she wasn't selling the sex appeal that they wanted, she started doing videos and stuff in, like, bikinis and stuff, and they still wasn't grabbing her. So it was just like, at that point, she just...
Because I don't know, it was something about her, but it's like she, I don't know. It's just the way. What is she? Is she considered a dyke? Like what is she considered? Because my thing is, you said I don't know. I just don't. Her image still to this day is the same. She has not changed it up. That woman will still wear baggy clothes like a man, but with makeup, have on full blown makeup.
She's trying to get the best of both worlds at that point.
I feel like she just.
They was confused. That's why she couldn't go further, because they were confused on what she was trying to do. Now, if she would have actually just, you know, without her wearing makeup and just, you know, I feel like Young M.A. has that image, you know, into which the brat was trying to do.
Yeah, but they still ain't ready for it either. Because look,
it's too masculine.
Just the brat.
Yeah, it's just.
They still. It's just. Angry, but she got more buzz. One of y'all stated that she has more buzz, though. Young M.A. does have more buzz than the brat. Right now, well, when she first was coming, you know, when she had that ooh, but the brat still was like, you know,
so-called mainstream, I guess, if she came out with the image and, like, she was like this whole girly girl with all the injections, they would have grabbed her. Yeah. No?
It didn't look right. It wouldn't have looked right, though, because she had... No, because if you go back and do your research on her,
but
she,
you know what?
Young M.A.
came out with this kind of, I would like to say Aaliyah, like a borderline tomboy image. Yeah. She would have made it further, but because she just went full out dyke, like full out dyke image, no, they're just not eating that up.
No.
They not, because she does, if you look at it, she does have the men and the women on her side, as far as, you know, the men like the bar, so they feel like, okay, she'll do, you know what I'm saying, then you got the women, oh my God, she's just so, you know, so pretty, she did, she did, oh my
exactly.
God, I'm just looking
but
like
even before she hit the industry with this look that she have now, like before, like when she used to have her hair down and like dress girly and all that other stuff, like, you could tell, like, she was pretty, but that's, you know, she didn't want that route. Like, so, now all the men, like, they feel like, and I feel like it's so weird, like, she's a whole woman, like, and you feel like you can relate to her because she's acting masculine. Like, she's acting masculine. Like, acting masculine.
I guess that if you consider that acting masculine, I don't consider that acting masculine. I just feel like, I mean, you like what you like, and it's to the point she like women. So with her liking women, I mean, she does what she does
with
women.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
She's not girly about it. You know what I'm saying? So it's
like, I mean, like, as in the stuff that she rap about, the men feel like they can relate to that, but then they don't, like, I guess I'm looking at it as a double standard type thing, too, because it's like, y'all big her up because she like females. She rap about things about females, and y'all like that. But y'all can't push y'all mind or open y'all mind enough for when a female rapper do it and they talk about how they like a nigga, but y'all can't open y'all mind enough to like flip the scene, put yourself in the position and like a female.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they can't do it.
We're about to hit that 2-hour mark, but let me ask this last question. It's not in the card. But how do y'all feel about Kodak Black and his comments towards Young M.A.?
That buzzard. Kodak get on my nerves.
He look like a fly.
Kodak get on my nerves so bad.
You know what? It's funny, but at the same time, it's not, because of his history. The fact that he was doing the things he was doing, you know, with his little trial that he had with rape and everything like that. But it just kind of like it put him in a bad light, because I don't even hear people talking about him. He doesn't get talked about anymore whatsoever.
Like, he's just not one of the artists that I really care for
at this point.
I'm just gonna be honest on that. He makes some music here and there that I'm okay, you know, this sounds okay. But other than that, like, he's not an artist that I look out for when it comes to music and try to, you know, I just don't really care for him.
Yeah, I just.
But I didn't like it. like the comments because he was shouldn't have done little things about Lil Wayne and was talking about, yeah, you know, yeah, he shouldn't have. It was to the point where he had a couple of few of his shows he couldn't even do because they was like, nah. Or like, security
they
because
was
gonna,
they was
the, them goons was
gonna
get his ass.
You see, he's one of those. He trying to be like how 6ix9ine was, like reckless and just talking and saying whatever he whatever comes to his mind. And then he don't really understand that it's just some people. You really you just can't. Some people when they rock with certain people that can you know put you out of your misery, you don't want to talk about them. Mm. You don't want to insult them. You don't want to bring their daughter or nobody. You want to leave that alone. And he kept, like, he always, he's one of those people, like, he always says stuff because it's not because, I don't, it's like, to me, I don't think he does it because he's really outspoken. I just think he does it because he wants controversy, whatever's going to make him get in the media, make people listen to him, or make people, you know, gravitate towards him, he does. And I think that's why he does it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But that comment, you said what?
And I can't wait for Nicki documentary.
I feel like that's gonna give us some questions.
I want to see them emails that these people have been sending out to not support her. I want to see all of it, and I hope she shines a little light on that because I feel like that's what was taking it so long, and I just hate that her fans.
Yeah.
Well, some of the fans are very, very, very impatient, and it's like
she really is.
What's really going on? That woman is fighting for her career.
How you can be blackballed behind the scenes from so many people? How it could affect your career? Y'all haven't seen Unsung? Like, have y'all not seen that show that talks about a lot of these artists that just get blackballed and you just never hear from them again?
Yeah,
that's what she's currently fighting right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's currently fighting that right now, and then they don't understand. Like, she's only one person. She's doing as much as she can. Like, y'all keep on putting so much pressure on her to do everything, and she just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's a human being. You go on.
Yeah, it's like then it's like with all that. It's like okay, y'all do know she has proof that these people are doing what they're doing to her. So with that being said, with her trying to show it, she has to like fight that. She has to get like legal, make sure that with her showing this, that she don't get sued or anything of that nature. It is pretty irritating when they like say certain things and you know ask her about that for what? Stop! It's going to come out. Yeah, it's like she has to do certain things. Is cool.
Yep.
Like, I hope she has Meek Mill in there just as well because he's shady. He's very shady. Mm-hmm.
You know,
that man,
that's going to be? That's going like to go him. Down in history. That moment when that drops and everybody get exposed, you're going to have a lot of people running around like chickens with their head cut off, running around trying to find out what they're going to do. Because when she drops that, and then all these emails, these calls, all this stuff get put out there where now people can see. Like, it's not something she just saying out of her mouth. It's there. The proof is there. The actual source is there. And they see that. It's going to change a lot of things. And I feel like that is why Cardi's label kind of told her, Nicki, y'all just need to just let it go. Don't fight no more. Just do your own thing. And I feel like also maybe with Kim trying to go, okay, it's under dust. I'm not angry anymore. I feel like they know. Like, when she hinted about the documentary, they're like, oh, dang, you know, she probably got something on me. They're like, okay, let me try to play cool with her now because now if I go against her, you know, she drops that, it's going to look bad on them.
Yeah.
But I feel like I don't care if they're cool with you anymore. If they're trying to be cool with you now, drop it. And let because you know what, doing that if it wasn't for you having this, they would have still been doing what they're doing against you. They would still be against you. It's only because you got it and they know you got it why they're trying to be cool. So drop and expose them.
Exactly. And
I just cannot wait for it.
That's on Netflix or Hulu.
I hope it's on Netflix.
She need to put it on Hulu too.
Yeah, Ova and again. Because I'm just excited. I'm ready for this. I feel like you know, it'll just open everybody's eyes up to a lot of things. And then I feel like the person who was, like, the main person who she felt like was hating on her, people felt like it was, like, Drake.
I think it's J. Cole. I really hope
not. I hope it's not, but you know what?
I think it's J. Cole because I feel like he has always commented and felt like, okay, you know, she's dope. But I just kind of get the sense, like, he's one of them men that don't, that feel like women should stay, like, in a certain place. And that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like he feels like she shouldn't be,
people
in
the
position
that
she's
now.
In a way.
But
like,
it's all been Nicki fans.
Back.
It's just because they didn't do a song together. But they've been saying that for a while, like, with him, they're like, oh, he's too insecure. He don't want to do a song with her because he don't want her to outdo him. So...
No, I don't think.
Yeah,
I don't
they
can
say
that.
A lot
in
of
that
artists
case,
that are really
Kendrick,
up there.
Because they can say about
that,
a lot of other.
You know, we just don't know. But I don't know. I'm really
exactly.
hoping it's not Cole because I really rock with Cole. I would hate for it to be Cole. I'm like, dang, you know why? But nowadays, nothing shocks me anymore. So
because the only reason why I don't think it's Drake because their relationship is always rocky. I don't think it's Drake because their relationship is always rocky. And with it being rocky, you never really hear them say bad things about each other.
They kept
you know what I'm saying? It's always
behind the scenes. They never put it out there.
Yeah.
Right.
You know. So I feel like it's a big rapper. It's a big time rapper. And I do think it's J. Cole, and I can't really give you like an example of, you know, something that he did say or do that made me think that. It's just,
I hope it's not Kendrick.
I don't think it's Drake.
I hope it's not Kendrick.
Like, what other, you know.
But you know what? He did. There was some tweets. I don't know if he deleted it or not.
Kendrick,
I think, like, people were saying, why? Yeah, I think he deleted it. And they was asking, why you delete this tweets? He was giving a lot of shout-outs to Nicki on a tweet he made. And then they said he deleted it. So I hope it's not him.
Was it the one that he loved it?
It was
a lot
that,
of
but then it was like,
Minaj
they said it was more tweets. I've never seen the other ones, so I don't know if it's really a fact. This is just alleged. But they said it was a couple more tweets along with that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I just know of another one where he stated where he was just basically like, he just said, like, I love it, you know, Nicki Minaj. Like, I love it, Nicki Minaj, and was laughing.
Right.
So, I don't,
yeah,
I didn't think that's
too,
the hell other than
too,
those
but,
two.
You know,
but, like, think he, I don't see about no other ones, because my thing is, like, they both rap the same to me.